Okay, we are here at United Orthodox Synagogues in Houston, Texas, and today is Wednesday, February 26th, 2020, and we are here for our weekly Lunch and Learn, and we are going to be studying Parshat Terumah today. You have the, if you want to use a chumash, we are going to be, hold on one second, please. Having trouble with the video, just one second.
Exodus, as my father would say. My father says Exodus.
We are on in chapter 25 of Shemot, which you can find, I'm going to start with Pasuk Yud, which you can find on page 446. Okay, hold on one second again. This is still not working for some reason. Okay. We are going to be looking at specifically Pasuk Yud, but we're going to use it to compare to the rest of the Psukim along the line through Pasuk 16. And we're going to talk about some specific language regarding the construction of the Mishkan. Okay? All right, for some reason the video is not working today, so we're going to have to do without it.
Did everybody get a sheet?
Okay, let's get started. Just one, double-sided. Okay, so if you look at the description of the commandment here to build the ark, that's what we're dealing with, the commandment here to build the ark, you will notice that it is in the it's in the singular, the asu. I'm sorry, it's in the plural. It's in the plural, the asu. The other obligations, the other things that the other kelim of the Mishkan have to be were in the singular. And so what we're going to talk here is why is there a difference between the commandment given to build the Mishkan, I'm sorry, to build the Ark, which needed, to, which was given in the plural, as a, and the commandment to build the other parts of the Mishkan, which were singular. Okay, the question is brought up. And you see it there in Pasuk Yud, V'asu Aron Atzei Shittim. And you, meaning you, the group of you, shall make an ark of Shittim wood. And then it gives the specific measurements of the Aron. But for our purposes, we're talking about the usage of the plural language. If you look, if you want to just look at a Chumash for a second, and you turn to page 448, you will note that when it comes to, let's say, the Shulchan, the table, which is verse 23, page 448, Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'asita Shulchan Atzei Shittim. That's singular, okay, instead of V'asu. So there's a change from the language used in the construction of the ark to the language used in the construction of the rest of the Mishkan, and that's what we're going to talk about. Yes, Shula.
When you said about the Aron, so this is the general, this is the final project, it's the Ol Aron. So everybody is taking part in the Aron. But then when you start specializing, like the guy that does the ornament with gold, then there is stuff.
But even the table, the Shulchan, is an independent kli. If you look, there's even a picture of it on page 449.
The Shulchan, what does it say?
the Asita, Pasuk Chav Gimel.
So this is the carpenter, especially for the Shulchan. Aron is the whole Aron.
So what do you mean the whole Aron? It's not the Mishkan, not the Mishkan. The Aron is just the Aron. It's a separate individual thing. It's not the Mishkan. When it comes to the Mishkan, it does have the plural language at the beginning of it, at the beginning of the Parsha. The Asuli Mikdash. That's also plural. That's the whole thing. But now we're talking about individual Kelim. The Ark, the Aron, is just like the Shulchan. It's one Kli. The Shulchan is a Kli. The Menorah is a Kli. And all of those are in the singular, as opposed to this, which is in the plural.
Everybody.
So the Aron is special. Okay.
To specialize people that dealing with the metal.
But this was metal. This also had specialized requirements. The Aron was metal and wood.
Was it bigger to hold everything else?
It wasn't bigger. You're on to something. You're on to something. It was definitely special. That's obvious. So let's see. Maybe it's more important.
Maybe the whole is more important than the individual.
So why?
So the whole.
It's not the whole thing. This is just the Aron.
I know.
Just the Ark. This is not the whole thing.
What's in the Aron?
The Ten Commandments.
Thank you. So maybe it's more important than the other things.
Great. So let's say it's more important. Why would that then lead to the commandment that everyone has to do?
Because everybody should participate in the mitzvah. What if you want to call it then?
Okay, could be. Who made them? Who made the Aron?
The Aron, maybe because it's the biggest part of it, so it needs people with the wood and with the gold.
No, the entire Mishkan required special artisans. It wasn't just anybody, which makes the question even stronger. Not just any person was able to come up and build the Aron. It still required special skill.
It's like they write.
Right? It still required special skill. So even though it says Va'asu, that everyone, I do not think that literally all of Bnei Israel came and started fashioning the
it's like what?
Nope, not the Kohanim. Zach?
I think that universal idea what the law represents. It's not only for Jewish people, because it's supposed to be light to the rest of the nation. If you think that this was a whole idea, and in the contrary, all utensils, including the Shulchan, it's a part of specific Jewish liturgy, the way how we're supposed to serve in Aron Kodesh. Therefore, the plural over there, it's meant not only Jewish people, but
interesting. Okay, that's very different.
Be like writing a sefer. Somebody writes it, but then everybody puts a letter in so that they're.
But that's not what happened.
No, but they're participating.
But that's not what happened. Didn't all participate. That couldn't be. They didn't know what they were doing.
But they said it was.
I know. So we have to figure out what that means. Because first of all, it's different language. Second of all, not everyone did it. I couldn't have done it. I don't know how to work with metal, and with wood, and.
There were special
artisans. That's a different thing. Everyone did support the whole Mishkan financially, not just the Aron. All right, let's see. The fact that you're all coming on to this idea that there was something special about the Aron, that's clearly the answer. We just need to flesh it out a little bit. So the Midrash jumps on the question right away. And that's the second source on page number 1. V'asu Aron, mipnei ma b'chol ha'kelim ha'ele ketiv v'asita uvaron ketiv v'asu Aron. Okay, why when it comes to all of the other kelim, all of the other things in the Mishkan, the Torah says v'asita, and you can see it's all over the place. It's on page 448, it's on page 450, it's on page, a few times on page 448, page 454, when it comes to all the different things, it says v'asita, as opposed to as opposed to when the Aron Vasu. I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shalom. I'm Alei Kadosh Baruch Hu Yavo Hakol V'Yasku Ba'Aron K'dei She'Yasku Kulam L'Torah. So says Rabbi Yehuda that God said everyone should come and participate in the construction of the Aron in order that everyone will merit the Torah, right? Because the Aron held the Aseret HaDibrot, the Ten Commandments, the Torah, and so everyone should have a piece of some sort of at least symbolic connection to the Aron, so that everyone will be able to claim a connection or some sort of privilege or merit to the Torah. Okay, so it's a little vague. It doesn't exactly flesh out what this means. And we're going to try to flesh that out in a little bit with the help of the Or HaChaim. But before we do that, I want to see Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch. He has a very interesting take on it. This is on the bottom of page 1. I only had the Hebrew, but now I have the English here, which I will read. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, V'asu Aron, commenting on this pasuk, Hakli harishon v'hayachid, asher asiyato hutla al klal hatzibur, kefi shemuchach milashon hatzivui v'asu hu aaron. The first and only vessel, or item in the Mishkan, I'm reading the English now, which even the wording in which the command to make it is couched, shows that something which is expected from the whole nation is the Aron, the Ark of the Testimony. Right? Only when it comes to the Aron is the plural language used, which Rav Hirsch says, it means something's expected from the whole nation. What does that mean? He says as follows. Kiderech shne'emar le'el v'asu li mikdash. Just as it said immediately above, v'asu li mikdash, if you want to look at that pasuk, it's in the Chumash, on page 444, verse 8. V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. And you, again in the plural, right, page 444. Same language as is used for the Aron, is used for the entire Mishkan, v'asu. So now Rav Hirsch is pointing out that when it comes to the language used for the commandments to build the Mishkan, the plural language is used for the entire Mishkan, and it's used for the Aron. Again, page 444, Pasuk Chet. V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocha. Okay? So, just as it says immediately above, v'asuli mikdash, so here, v'asu Aron. And so also of the symbolic forms of the Keruvim that crown the Ark, it says, min hakaporet ta'asu et ha-Keruvim. When it comes to those sort of angelic figures that were supposed to be on top of the ark, which were on top of the ark, and there's a picture of those on page 447, there too, the language is plural. If you look there on verse 19, which is on page 448, it says, Ta'asu et ha-keruvim. At the end of the pasuk, va'asei kruv echad miktsa mize min hakaporet ta'asu et hakruvim. Also the plural. So Rav Hirsch is building a case. The entire Mishkan is used with plural language. The Aron is used with plural language. The kruvim, which were on top of the Aron, are used plural language. Of everything else, the command is in the second person, v'asita, v'tzipita, right? Everything else, it's in the second, singular. It almost seems, so he's trying to figure out why. What's the connection between these three things? The entire structure of the Mishkan, the Aron, and the Kruvim that were on top of the Aron. What's the connection? So Rav Hirsch goes on to say, Nireh shekol tafkid v'asuli mikdash merukaz b'tzivoy v'asu aron atzei shitim v'shekol ha-sha'ar eino ela tosefet la'aron. This is fascinating. He says, It almost seems that the whole task of V'asu Li Mikdash lies concentrated in V'asu Aron Atzei Shittim. The whole purpose of the Mishkan was to have a place to house the Aron. Everything else and everything further is merely a wider extension of the Aron. So there's a connection between the Aron and the Mishkan in that, and that's why they both share the plural language. The purpose of the Mishkan, what God really wanted was the Aron and the Aseret HaDibrot in the Aron. But out of respect for the Aron, it needed a place to live. And so that's what the Mishkan is. And so that's why both of those are in plural, because the Torah is everyone's property, as the Midrash sort of alluded to. And so therefore the Aron is in the plural. And that thing which was built specifically just to house the Aron also is in the plural, because it comes in the service of that thing, which is for everybody. Everything else is, he says, Tosefet la'Aron, which Rav Hirsch says is an extension of the Aron, or it's an add-on to the Aron. It's not of the same, it's not of the same caliber. It's not of the same level, right? In some levels, right? We know why, because the Aseret HaDibrot are in there, right? So on some level, the Aron is most important because it belongs to everybody, because it's the Torah, it gets the plural language. The Mishkan gets the plural language because it's just there to house the Aron. And that is Rav Hirsch's explanation as to why, and what he, it's very nice what he does, because he doesn't only answer the question of why the Aron is in the plural language, he also explains why the Aron, why the Kruvim and the rest of the Mishkan, the body of the Mishkan, sort of the walls of the Mishkan, are also given in plural.
Yeah. When I went to school 100 years ago, I remember learning that everything was with measurements. It had to be this much cubits. That is that reason why only one person could do that? You know, because it was a lot of measurements. The cubits and the thing that was...
There were a lot of measurements. You needed experts. It wasn't only one person. There was one person who was sort of overseeing everything, but you needed... You had the specific artisans, people who knew
the Aron, which is basically a box.
No, the Aron has very specific measurements on the... Because, bless you, the Aron has very specific measurements in the Torah. Okay.
The other things are decoration and so on.
It sounds like that's what it's saying. Correct. That the Aron is the essential part of the Mishkan, and everything else is Tosefet. Like you said, it's added.
And he proved it without this, our history. We lost Mishkan, we lost service, but what left is the Torah.
Right, excellent. Right?
And this is, we are actually a live representation of what Torah is trying to say.
Right, excellent, excellent, Zach. Okay, let's look at, yeah. Correct. The money came from everybody.
Right.
And correct.
It's not only the money, so also the building itself.
The building itself and the Aron. Correct.
So
excellent.
It goes together because the Truma is how they do.
Good. Right. Good. Okay. Excellent. Let's see the Or HaChaim. He notes something very, very interesting, offers a different answer. The Or HaChaim are on page 2 now. The back side of that page. Rav Chaim Ben Attar, he was born in Morocco in 1696 and died in Yerushalayim in 1743. He's most popular for his commentary on the Torah. He also has a commentary on the Gemara. And he comes on to the very same question, V'yasu Aron. Tam Sheba Aron Shina Hashem et Divaro Hatov Mikol Hakelim. The translation, by the way, is not an exact translation. I'll translate the Hebrew, but you could follow along with the English below. It's close. So the reason why, when it comes to the Aron, God changed the language, the good language, that he used regarding all of the other kelim, all of the other items in the Mishkan. Shebekulam amar v'asita shulchan, v'asita minorat, v'eta mishkan ta'aseh, v'asita eta mizbeach atzei shitim. All the other languages, right, were used. The translation calls it the indirect speech, second person, indirect speech, first person singular. Okay, why is that was done for all the other things except for the Mishka, for the Aron? Ulai sheremez. Sheramaz she'ein gufa shel Torah yachol lehitkayem ela bichlalut kol Yisrael. The Torah cannot be fulfilled other than by the entire nation. In order to fulfill the Torah, you need everybody participating. And he gives an example. He gives some examples why. Ve'ein mitziyut ba'olam yachol asot kol ikrei haTorah. There's no single individual. No single entity who is able to fulfill all the Torah. V'zelecha ha'ot. And he says, for example, imhu kohen, hareza eno mikayem nitinat chaf dalet matanot kehuna upidyon b'chor. Right? If a person is a kohen, he cannot fulfill the commandments of giving the gifts to the kohen because he doesn't do that. He is a kohen. He gets the gifts. He doesn't give the gifts. But only a Yisrael can do that. So that's already, we're seeing that a Kohen cannot do all of the mitzvot. V'imhu Yisrael, hare einu yachol lekayem mitzvat aseh sheba hakravat hakarbanot v'dinehem. And if you're not a Kohen, if you're a Yisrael, you can't fulfill the mitzvot of some of the aspects of the avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, which could only be done. Certain parts of the avodah could only be done by kohanim.
Gives the money. Give the tumah.
But that's not the actual mitzvah. The actual mitzvah of, but that's not doing the mitzvah. You could buy. It's nice if you buy someone tefillin. That's nice, but that doesn't mean you fulfilled the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. You have to do the mitzvah yourself. It's nice. It's wonderful. Don't get me wrong. It's not the mitzvah. Right, if you buy someone beautiful candlesticks, to light Shabbat candles, that's very, very nice, but it doesn't mean you fulfilled the mitzvah of lighting Shabbat candles, right? So this, by the way, this is a very interesting point, right? Sometimes we think that we could sort of fulfill our obligation by writing a check and by letting someone else do the mitzvah for us, but here we're seeing that that's not the case. You have to, right? So whatever mitzvot we're able to do, we should help others do, but we also have to do them. So if a person's a Kohen, there are certain things that the Kohen can't do. If a person's a Yisrael, the certain things a Yisrael cannot do. And he goes on to say, V'imhu Yisrael harei enu yachol l'kayim mitzvot aseh shebakarbat karbanot v'dinehem. Asher rabu mitzvot aseh ben. V'chein Levi. Same thing with the Levi, has certain limitations of what they can do and cannot do. Uvechalut kol Yisrael yikaimu chalut ikrei haTorah laze amar vasu lashon rabim. So when you get everyone together, right, doing all the mitzvot, hopefully in that case, then all the mitzvot are fulfilled, and that's why he says the ark, the Aron, which houses the Torah, is mentioned in the plural, to symbolize the idea to us that, to remind us, right, that we need everyone acting together in unison in order to fulfill all the mitzvot. Everyone is necessary. And the list goes on. Certain mitzvot for men, certain mitzvot for women, right? And no single person is able to fulfill all the mitzvot of Torah for two reasons. One is because there's no one person for whom all the mitzvot apply. And the second is we're just human. And so sometimes we don't succeed, even if we want to do all the mitzvot that apply to us. Sometimes we're not able to do them. So that's the Or HaChaim's explanation as to why only when it comes to he's not talking about the Mishkan itself. When it comes to the actual kelim, the items that were used in the Mishkan, only the ark. Okay, but now then he briefly addresses in the last phrase, in the last sentence of page 2, why it is when all the other items, what do they represent, and why are they listed in the singular? Right. So he says as follows: Bishar prate tikune ha'aron asher lashon yachid ki litaken kli ha'torah shehem lomdeha va'amaleha v'hachnoteha yicholim lehitkayem me'adam echad. Okay. When it comes to the rest of the items, those are in the singular language. And what he seems to be saying is there's a difference between doing the mitzvot and learning Torah. Okay? Doing the mitzvot and learning Torah. When it comes to doing the mitzvot, as we said, no individual is able to fulfill all the mitzvot. In order for all the mitzvot to be fulfilled, one needs everybody together. Okay? And that idea is expressed by Ve'asu Aron. You, in the plural, should make the Aron, right? Meaning fulfillment of all the mitzvot is only through the Rabbim, through the masses. However, when it comes to Shar Pratei Tikunei Aron, the other aspects of the Aron, and perhaps the rest of the Mishkan as well, which symbolize for the Or HaChaim learning Torah, right? How do we know that? Because he says, Lomdeha, he says explicitly, Lomdeha. This refers to those who are studying the Torah. Yicholim lehitkayem me'adam echad. One person is capable of learning the entire Torah. That's really very interesting, right? That's a huge, aspiration to learn the entire Torah. But he says it's possible. No matter how hard we try, we can never fulfill all the mitzvot because some of them don't apply to us. But if we really put our minds to it and our efforts, we could learn all the Torah. One person can learn all the Torah, right? Yicholim litkayem me'adam echad. That's what he says at the bottom, at the last line. Yicholim litkayem me'adam echad. The learning of the Torah and the effort put into the Torah. Yicholim litkayem me'adam echad. That one person can do. So in the final, in the language of Rabbi Carmiel Cohen from Yeshivat Ma'aleh Adumim, he says, Kiyum kol hatayag mitzvot eino yachol litkayem al yidei adam echad, el rak al yidei haklal kulo. Fulfillment of all the mitzvot cannot be done by one person, but only by everybody. Ulam, limud ha-Torah kula. Learning the entire Torah. Kol ha-lachalakim she'en ha-pshrut l'lmod l'kayem b'fol. Even learning those parts which don't apply to us, right? I'm not a Kohen, but I still can learn the parts of the Torah that only apply to the Kohen. Miyuad l'chol echad v'echad. Everyone can do that. So, there's two messages. One is we need each other, right, in order to fulfill, to have a complete fulfillment of the Torah. And the other is to not rely on anyone else when it comes to learning Torah. When it comes to learning Torah, we only have ourselves. We only have ourselves, and the responsibility is only on me. I don't have a responsibility to do the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, because I'm not a Kohen. I don't have the responsibility to do the mitzvot of mitzvot hatuliyot ba'aretz, because I don't live in Eretz Yisrael and I'm not a farmer. Even if I did live in Eretz Yisrael, if I wasn't a farmer, I wouldn't be obligated to do some of those mitzvot. But there's no excuse for learning, right? When it comes to learning, even if it doesn't apply to me at all, and even though it's a tremendous amount, right, we all have responsibility to at least aspire and try to study the entire Torah.
But that's more, I like that. It doesn't imply that the single person did the Korvin, or a single person did the some other things that they mentioned.
Right, so it does. It does. Let's see. In verse number 11, Vitzipita. Oh well.
Wasn't one person.
It's unclear. Yeah, Viatsakta. Right, Viasita badeatse shitim. That's singular.
Yeah, but is it true? One person did it.
That's not the issue. Right, the issue is this symbolic issue, and probably was one person who did it. An artisan probably made it, right? Or the other people he had as artisans, right? So viasita there is veheveta, right? So there is the besides the kruvim, which the Rav Hirsch talked about, the rest of the items related to the aron are singular. Top of page 448. Viasita kaporet zahav tahor.
Yeah, I see that.
Right, right. That's the kruvim, but the rest seems to be in singular when it comes to lashon yachid. When it comes to the rest of the Mishkan, yeah. Zach, do you have a comment?
Yes, it's so interesting that you mentioned about actually not you, but Rabbi mentioned the Levim. Now it's actually clear why the book of Ketuvim pointed out that many Levim refused to leave Babel because they would lose ownership on the land. Very
interesting, right?
they wanted, and now it's even one step further. Levim wanted to have respect to be from Levi tribe. Right, but we do have till today tradition that if Kohen is not present, Levi is not called first for Torah.
He doesn't have to be, but he can be.
Can be, right?
Yeah, doesn't have to be. Right.
But I think that this is actually retribution for what they did.
Interesting.
Kohen is more important.
So many centuries ago. And if you give me one more minute, just I happen to study this portion of Torah from engineering point of view.
Okay.
No, seriously.
Good.
Yeah, the building of the...
Right. And I was actually fascinated with all this measurement, and that's why you also brought up that it's mostly
measurement.
About measurement. But I studied material. I don't want to give you a whole project what I did. But the most important for me as modern engineer, did Hashem provide us enough information to build Mishkan? And I study technology existed 3,000-4,000 years ago, at the time when actually Mishkan was built. And I prove, yes, we did have
enough. The Torah gave enough information based on the technology of the day.
Because what I did, I look from modern engineering as scientific requirements. Do we have requirements sufficient to implement it practically? You can write anything what you want,
right?
But then a contractor would come to you and say, "Oh, I cannot do it."
Right.
Because technology doesn't exist.
Right.
But the most fascinating was, I asked question, why Hashem choose specific wood?
Is it gold?
No. Gold is easy